Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the UCF Knights. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our show on Instagram at 100th Football, and of course our podcast, available everywhere there's the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can find us and listen to us each and every single day. So be sure to turn on notifications, leave a review, and if you have a suggestion for an upcoming episode, please put it in the comments and we'll put it into our lineup as soon as possible. Let's talk about the UCF Knights. 2021, pretty solid season overall, 9-4 overall, 5-3 in the AAC. Won the Gasparilla Bowl against Florida, 29-17. With, of course, longtime coach, first year at the time, this past season, was Gus Malzahn, going into his second year now. So, how can UCF do this upcoming year? We learned not too long ago, right, about a week or so ago at the time of this recording, that they will be going to the Big 12 Conference in the 23-24 season. So they only have two more years left in the AAC this upcoming season, as well as the 22-23 season. They officially go there, I believe, on July 1st, 2023. That is when they're officially going to move over. So two more seasons left of the AAC before they go into bigger and better competition in the Big 12, also joining Houston and moving as well. So looking at this team, looking at some of the players that have lost that are going to have to step up, it's going to be interesting, right? First off, let's talk with the quarterbacks because that is crucial. Like I said, you're going to have to figure out who is going to be your quarterback this upcoming season. Is it going to be John Rhys Plumlee or Mickey Keene? We'll see. Keene started most of last season after Dylan Gabriel went out, but we'll see how it is because we all know that Gus Malzahn likes that quick running style quarterback, which Plumlee can give you. So I think it's a bit of a toss-up. It really is. I think they could go with Keene again just because, like I say, he did step up for the majority of the season. But, I mean, hey, they could surprise us all. Keene might have a rough spring practice. He might not look the greatest. He might struggle in some drills. Who knows? And Plumlee might excel and just knock it out the park. So it remains to be seen who's going to be the starter this upcoming season. Looking at the running game, you have Bowser coming back, right? And you also have four offensive linemen who played over 700 snaps this past 2021 season coming back. So I'm expecting the running game to take another step forward and look even stronger this 2022 season. But outside of your wide receiver, right, with O'Keefe, you got to wonder who's going to step up. It's a little bit iffy in that wide receiving core. You have a few guys who could look for it, but I don't really have any big names that I think could step up and provide in a big manner. And it's going to be a little bit rough because you have some guys, right? You lost two of your best receivers, and I mentioned that. You lost Brandon Johnson. You lost Jalen Robinson as well for your receiving core. So that's going to hurt. So you're missing two of your top targets last year. They are gone. They aren't with the team. So who is going to step up for them? Remains to be seen. Looking at the defense, though, I expect this defense to be pretty solid. You have five of your top seven defensive linemen coming back from past season, but your defense was a little bit rough last year, 78th in yards per rush on the defense, and also 69th in rushing success rate. So a little rough on the rushing end for your defense, and it's going to be rough, too, because I say that because you lost Big Cap Bryant, who was an absolute monster last year, put up a ton of tackles for loss, He is no longer with the program. He's gone. Bryson Armstrong, the linebacker, is gone. Tatum Bethune, the linebacker, is also gone. So we'll see how it can happen on the defense. And looking at the secondary, right, it was pretty good last year, right, but can they improve? Because they were a little bit lower in the FBS in terms of interceptions, only had 11 as a team. Can they improve this upcoming season? It remains to be seen. But I think some guys to look out for, like I said, watch out for O'Keefe, the wide receiver. I think he'll have another good year. You also have some other guys on the roster, like your safety, Devon Wilson, and also the defensive tackle, Ricky Barber, could have another breakout year, I think. And if you're UCF, right, and you hope for this upcoming 2022 season to be good, first off, you got to establish your quarterback. Who's that going to be? How are they going to do? And also, how are you going to help out your defense, right? Like I said, you lost Big Cat Bryant, 14 tackles for loss and 21 and 6 sacks. That's a big chunk of your defense gone right there. So who's going to step up? It remains to be seen. But look at their schedule. You have South Carolina State kicking off the year, Louisville, Florida Atlantic, Georgia Tech, SMU, Temple, East Carolina, Cincinnati, Memphis, Tulane, Navy, South Florida. And then if they make it to the AAC Championship, it'll be on December 3rd. So the final game of the regular season is November 25th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. So I think this is a very good schedule for UCF. I think they could improve on their record last year. Like I said, they went 9-4. I think they can definitely crack that 10-win plateau, that break shatter through that wall with Gus Malzahn crew. And I think they'll be fine. I think that UCF is in for a really good season. I think, like I said, 8-4 in the regular season, 7-0 at home last season. I think they could definitely do it again. So I expect 10 wins from this team. I do, even though they are losing some key pieces, I think there's going to be guys who are going to step up and look great this upcoming 2022 season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But I just want to hear from you. I want to hear from the fans. I want to hear from you, the commenters, the UCF Knight fans, the fanatics. Who's going to be the player that steps up? Tell me. Tell everyone at 100 Football. Tell the fellow commenters. Who is someone that we should look out for this upcoming 2022 season? We would love to hear it in the comments. And like I said, if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show available on Instagram at 100 Football. And our top-tier, high-quality podcast with the most production in the game. We're getting close to 1,000 episodes almost over there. And also 1,000+ on Facebook and YouTube. I've lost count, honestly, at how many videos we've done. I wish they'd number them, but they don't. So I just have to go with 1,000+ because it sounds nice, right? So go over there, subscribe, comment, like, share, subscribe, all that. Like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Lairs. Have a tremendous day, everyone. Also, enjoy your Father's Day out there. To everyone out there, happy Father's Day. But the time of this recording is a few days away. But happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Enjoy your special day. And like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lairs. Have a tremendous day, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.